As Kurt said, I will try to give you a brief view of, I hope to be brief, but please see, about our activity in the region, what is our mission in the North Africa, and what my office does, and then I will go through the mission objective and all the stuff that I plan to do. Let me start with the FAS mission. Now, in the new administration, we have a new mission statement for FAS. The slogan is, we're linking U.S. agriculture to the world to enhance export opportunities and global food security. This is the FAS model now. Our mission strategy to help U.S. farmers and agricultural industry maintain and expand export through to improve market access by increasing adherence to rule-based international trading system, to increase effectiveness of marketing programs through public and private partnership, and increase the value of intelligence and analysis provided to agricultural stakeholders. U.S. agricultural resources support food security and national security policies, the second main objective, main strategy. Promote adoption of science-based solution and technology to improve USDA ability to respond to international crisis, to increase in-country capacity to develop sustainable agriculture systems, and to inform decision-making with timely intelligence and analysis. FAS supports the department's priorities to ensure FAS has a diverse, well-managed workforce that is responsive to challenges and opportunity. Provide strong oversight and evaluation of financial resources, engage in and serve stakeholders, partner effectively with other USDA agency and U.S. government. The FAS, Food Agricultural Service, I know by now everybody knows what FAS stands for. We have a strategic goal. Our first strategic goal here to enforce U.S. rights under existing trade agreement. This, I'm talking now about FAS objective in this country. Objective one, to ensure that U.S. exporters and commodity groups like yourself realize their full rights and receive all benefit under the Moroccan-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. So the FTA is one of our main objectives. The implementation of the FTA is one of I made it as one of my main objectives in this country. Objective two, to ensure that Moroccan regulation and procedure comply with the FTA, particularly the licensing tendering procedure for the tariff rate quota for wheat and reducing import duty. Those are specific objectives. Facilitate negotiation between the Moroccan government and the United States Trade Representative official to help ensure that FTA terms are adhered to and do not hinder U.S. export. Objective number two is, or the goal number two for FAS, support the U.S. trade policy agenda through trade capacity building activity in Morocco. to target USDA capacity building effort toward the Moroccan regulatory bodies involved with sanitary phytosanitary issues, so they can better understand the U.S. regulatory environment and meet the U.S. sanitary phytosanitary requirements. Objective two is to support two-way trade as means to gain access for U.S. agriculture export in Morocco. So we like to support two-way trade, so including expansion of the Moroccan export to the United States market, so we can expand our market here too. Objective number three is to support U.S. government agencies' effort to implement technical assistance and capacity building activity related to agriculture agencies such as the USAID and the Millennium Challenge. Both have very significant presence and resources in Morocco, and we would like to be part of their efforts to in the capacity building area. Strategic goal number three for FAS to facilitate trade-related programs, information, and overseas services. This the main. It used to be almost for every office and overseas. This is one of our main objectives here. Identify market opportunity for U.S. suppliers in Morocco, especially new-to-market exporters of product with high potential under the free trade agreement. Objective two, to encourage and support trade missions and participation in FAS-sponsored trade shows. Work closely with and support the effort of FAS cooperators like yourself in the region to increase effectiveness of the market development programs and provide greater support to U.S. export. Briefly, our FAS responsibility for we are the agency that represent the department. So FAS, in many cases, in some cases, FAS exists with other agency from USDA. USDA is the agency that represent the department activities overseas. So we are, in general, the spokesman or the spokesperson for the department. Represent U.S. agricultural interest and promote U.S. agricultural export globally. Those are the main office function for us here at Market Intelligence and Reporting. I'm sure many of you have seen the report on the FAS site that all our attaché offices overseas produces almost daily. We are involved in the trade negotiation with host countries, especially if we have a trade agreement with them. And we also involved in capacity building and technical assistance. We do trade servicing and market expansion to support effort like yours, sir. My office here in Morocco, but I cover, as I said, three countries. And this is the staff for Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. And our partner, as I said, we have the work with the host government, mainly the Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Foreign Economic Relation, and Minister of Trade. We were also with the Chamber of Commerce, private and socially owned company in the trade, and in many cases with the farmer directly when we have technical assistance activities. Our resources, USDA resources, we have several agencies. I mentioned APHIS and FSIS, ERS, many agencies in the USDA we use as partner and also as our resources, especially when it comes to technical area in which we have limited resources. briefly, some notes about Morocco's the population is about 33. How much is it, Absalom? Now I don't know.
It's
this
32
million. It's a constitutional monarchy. 99% Muslim. the GDP about $88 billion. The growth this year or 2008 was about 5.8. Despite the slowdown in the economic, the global economic activities, Morocco to some extent has really fared very well in that area. GDP per capita is about $2,500. Unemployment rate is about 10%, but those are official numbers. So Morocco has been, for the last couple of years, been implementing a national plan. They call it the Green Plan, Plan Vert, which is a very ambitious plan that unveiled in 2008 to achieve some ambitious goal by 2020 to increase investment and generate $10 billion activity in the agriculture sector. It will put some emphasis, most of the emphasis on the productivity and high-value product for export. to improve irrigation and water management, and they have two pillars approaches to develop large agriculture firm production, but also work with the aggregation of the small farmers and address social issue in the rural area. That's basically just the outline of it. The U.S. market share in the Moroccan agriculture and food market is relatively modest compared to our European competitors, 12%. But on the scheme of thing, I think it's growing. It's been growing in the last 5 years, specifically in the last 4 years, thanks to the FTA in great part. I would just show you the development of our trade picture in the last 4 years. This is major agriculture by commodity group. As you can see, in 2007 was just an unusual year for everybody because the prices were up in the sky, and we that was our best year ever in Morocco. And that's U.S. estimate for U.S. data. The Moroccan data for U.S. export to Morocco will be higher because it's counted in CIF. We count in FOB. So this is from U.S. sources. This year, 2008, we have $532 million. And you as you can see here, your products are the main market. I mean, be it you are a grower of corn or soybean, this is the market for us, to be frank. It's a bulk market, as I will, as we will see from the presentation. this is the breakdown of that graph that for the last 3 years. As you can see here, the soybean complex and the corn are the main factors here, including the core, including the DDG, which is came new to market, but has grown fast in the last 4 years. here is the Moroccan.
Could you go back? I mean, I just want to mention about DDGS. And you can see the value, how it's growing. I mean, from $2.8 million in 2006, it jumped to $7 million in 2007, and then to $15.6 million in 2008.
Six times.
It's really growing by 100% each year.
That's true.
100%.
Even the picture in 2009, it's great, but still it's not in the same.
Yeah.
But because some other factors. Yeah. Here's the Moroccan export to the U.S. also benefited from the U.S. FTA agreement with Morocco. And the Moroccans tend to believe that they, even though the growth was steady, they said, "Oh, we didn't benefit as much as the United States." Because they look at it really at the absolute value of the trade rather than the relative term and the size of the two economy. When you look at the size of two economy and the size of trade, that's not bad. But they wanted to see a bigger increase in the Moroccan export to United States. As you know, our market is the most competitive market because it's an open market for everybody. as I said, the picture of 2009 is kind of mixed because our export and the data from January-September shows that U.S. export to Morocco is down 30% compared to last year, January-September. Morocco's export to United States down 15%. So relatively speaking, they're better off. But the impact of the economic slowdown or recession, if you will, to call it as it is, has impacted the trade picture for the two countries. But I I see the picture is improving. At the beginning of the year, like if you look at the data for January, March, it was very, very disappointing, very depressing to look at the data. Now, little by little, we catching up. We have done some sales lately. They might improve the picture in by the end of the year. But we're not going to get to the level of last year. This is my expectation, unless something pleasantly surprising happen, would be in a range of 15-20% less than last year.
If you just look at the quantity, is it how much did they have?
This is value.
Yeah, the value. If you just use the quantity, how much did it look?
The quantity, that is a good point, because if you look at quantity, I think we might be closer to the level of last year overall. Because the price level, especially if you compare to 2007, yeah, and part of 2008, is significantly lower. I have not looked at the, because I cannot mix, unless I'm looking at a certain grain, and I'd like to do that by the end of the year to see how did we do for in the corn category or in the wheat. For the wheat, I know for sure that we are worse off, because the market is not in our favor. And also we have some issue in implementation of the tariff rate quota with the Moroccan side. And we have discussed that recently in our joint committee meeting with the Moroccans in Washington. We've been working with them to improve the implementation and the auctioning procedure for the tariff rate quota for wheat. But it's still, in my judgment, part of the issue is pricing. Morocco is it's a market, almost completely market-oriented price when it comes to wheat. So unless we are competitive with the Eastern European, the Ukrainian, and others, and which we do if we have the preferential rate. But if we don't, if they open like last year, they have the market open for everybody. They eliminated the tariff. So for everybody who was coming in, and we were disadvantaged. Here is the same graph, but by commodity group, and as you can see here, the soybean and product complex, I think, with corn and corn products, saved the day for the U.S. in this market, because the wheat almost non-existent still till September of this year.
So those numbers look about the same for, say, the coarse grains from 2008-2009.
I'm going to show you the slides for the 2008 first.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Here you go. Here's the slide that you are interested in. Look at the soybean. This is the 2008 complete January-December, and this is the January-September 2008 compared to 2009. The corn is better off by far. The soybean oil is still strong, but not as last year. Dairy product, we lost ground significantly. Soybean meal and flour are better off, almost the same, but slightly better off. Soybeans, we are better off. DDG, as I was going to say, we are almost at a level slightly lower than last year, but it's still strong. So $8.5 million compared to $9.5 million of last year, but the whole year for 2008 was about $15.5 million. Some other new cotton is basically new to market. Before the agreement, we had nothing. And now we have a significant level of export of cotton from the U.S. Some small item here like apples also did not exist before the agreement, and now we have about almost $2 million worth of apples.